There is a big mistake that many yoga teachers are making with their students, and that is adjusting them. And we need to correct this mistake as soon as possible, because every time we adjust our students, we actually are causing more problems than otherwise. Whenever we start to passively move somebody, we then start to disrupt the communication system between the brain and the muscle. The proprioception is gone, and the student loses any kind of force output of the muscles. I'm going to show you why and how in a very simple adjustment that most yoga teachers make on their students. My name is Yogi Aaron, and I'm the owner of Blue Osa Yoga Retreat and Spa in Costa Rica. And I'm also leading yoga teachers trainings here. And one of the things that I always tell my students, teachers, never to do is to adjust other students. It's absolutely going to harm them in ways that you can't even imagine. So one of the most common adjustments that we see yoga teachers make is by when the student is in Shavasana and they come up to the student and they lift their legs up and shake them around. When you do this, any connection to the hip flexors and even the trunk flexors and trunk rotators is immediately gone. There is no more connection. It disrupts that neuromuscular connection between the brain and the muscle. So I'm going to show you what happens with Angela. If you have a partner at home or a friend at home or a roommate, maybe do this practice with them and have them play the teacher so that way you can see exactly what happens. But for now, what I want to do is just check in and see Angela's strength here. So Angela, I want you to slowly lift your legs up. Good. And just bring them to about 30 degrees. Now, this is a great pose to do for so many reasons, but one of them is because it's very dynamic and it's very active. There's total accountability here because Angela is doing the movement herself. Come on back down. Very good. And then do it one more time. Lift up. Very good. A little lower, a little lower. There you go. You got a little ambitious there, Angela. And so anytime the student is doing the movement themselves, that's completely fine because there is accountability and all the muscles are being active. The moment I start to lift a leg up or lift a muscle up, then all of that strength just disappears because it disrupts that neuromuscular connection between the brain and the muscle. Now, there's one other thing I want you to do, Angela. Let's check, let's make sure that your psoas is activated. So turn the leg out, bring the leg out to the side, relax that right hip down, and then lift the leg slowly up. There you go. Nice. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And come on back down. Very good. And do the same on this side. Turn the left leg, right leg out, and then keep this hip down first. That's a little too much, Angela. Right about there. And then slowly lift that right leg up. Keep this hip down. And lift it up a little bit higher. There, it's okay. And 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And slowly back down. So, Angela, I just want you to kind of notice that strength that you had. I'm just going to check the muscles really quickly. Lift this leg up. So I'm going to do an actual test. Now relax and hold the leg there. Hold. Good. And hold. And hold. Good. And lift this leg up. Relax and hold. Good. And hold. And hold. Good. And turn this leg out. Let's check your psoas. Relax. Lift it up. Lift it up. Relax. And relax. And hold. And hold. And hold. Good. There it is. I knew you had it because I just fixed it before we started this video. And then bring this leg out. Relax. And lift the leg up. Lift it up a little higher. Good. And relax. And hold. Good. And hold. Good. So now what I'm going to do is do this adjustment that most yoga teachers do to their students and that we need to stop doing. And this is really nice adjustment. It actually feels really good in the moment. But as I always say, just because something feels good doesn't mean that you should do it. Drinking a bottle of wine feels good. So what they come and do is they lift the legs up, they swing the legs around. Now, this kind of movement is actually a passive stretch, believe it or not. doesn't feel like a stretch, but it is a passive stretch. It's a passive movement. There is no accountability because Angela isn't actually doing any of the movements herself. I'm doing them for her, okay? And it feels good though, right, Angela?
It does.
Okay. So now, Angela, what I want you to do is to start lifting very slowly both legs up. Does it feel different?
Like a strain now.
Yeah, and then lower it down. Yeah. It's a strain, and you were lifting up like your whole chest there.
Yeah.
Lift this leg up, relax, and hold. 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 Okay, relax. Now hold. Hold. No, nothing. Nothing. And lift up. There was a little bit before, but now there's nothing. And relax. And hold. And hold. Oh my goddess. And turn this leg out. And so you, if doing this at home, you can actually do the same kind of thing. It is useful to have somebody come and shake the legs for you. Lift up. Lift up. Relax. Relax. And hold. And hold. Isn't that amazing, Angela?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a yoga teacher. How many times have you done this to your students? Oh, you don't?
No.
Good yogini. Good yogini. Have you ever had it done to you?
Yes,
a lot. So please stop doing this if you're a yoga teacher watching this. Don't passively move your students around, because if you do, you disrupt the neuromuscular connection between the brain and the muscle. And anytime the brain isn't connected to a muscle, there's going to be a result of instability. And whenever there's instability, there's always going to be injuries. And then injuries, of course, lead to pain, and that's not how we want to live our best life. So guys, have a super wonderful day and be blessed.